Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very bored. She and her sister were sitting under the trees. Her sister was reading, but Alice had nothing to do. Once or twice, she looked into her sister's book, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? She tried to think of something to do, but it was a hot day, and she felt very sleepy and stupid. She was still sitting and thinking when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran past her. There was nothing really strange about seeing a rabbit, and Alice was not very surprised when the rabbit said,
"Oh dear! Oh dear! I shall be late!"
Perhaps it was a little strange, Alice thought later, but at the time she was not surprised. But then the rabbit took a watch out of its pocket, looked at it, and hurried on. At once, Alice jumped to her feet. "I've never before seen a rabbit with either a pocket or a watch to take out of it," she thought. And she ran quickly across the field after the rabbit. She did not stop to think. And when the rabbit ran down a large rabbit hole, Alice followed it immediately. After a little way, the rabbit hole suddenly went down, deep into the ground. Alice could not stop herself falling, and down she went too. It was a very strange hole. Alice was falling very slowly, and she had time to think and to look around her. She could see nothing below her because it was so dark. But when she looked at the sides of the hole, she could see cupboards and books and pictures on the walls. She had time to take things out of a cupboard, look at them, and then put them back in a cupboard lower down. "Well," thought Alice, "after a fall like this, I can fall anywhere. I can fall downstairs at home, and I won't cry or say a word about it." Down, down, down. "How far have I fallen now?" Alice said aloud to herself. "Perhaps I'm near the centre of the earth. Let me think. That's 4,000 miles down." Alice was very good at her school lessons and could remember a lot of things like this. Down, down, down. Would she ever stop falling? Alice was very nearly asleep when, suddenly, she was sitting on the ground. Quickly, she jumped to her feet and looked around. She could see the white rabbit who was hurrying away and still talking to himself.
"Oh, my ears and whiskers," he was saying. "How late it's getting!"
Alice ran after him like the wind. She was getting very near him when he suddenly turned a corner. Alice ran round the corner too, and then stopped. She was now in a long, dark room with doors all round the walls, and she could not see the white rabbit anywhere. She tried to open the doors, but they were all locked.
"How will I ever get out again?" she thought sadly.